Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got a real special party with a lot of treats, a lot of bad things to eat. We also have some pork and sauerkraut. We've got a New Year's Eve cake. Got some booze.
Yeah, why doesn't New Year's Eve have its... I mean, obviously booze is a part of it, but yeah. It doesn't have its own... You know, like Christmas, you get like the honey-baked ham. Thanksgiving has turkey and stuffing and all these other things.
It's pork and sauerkraut. That's like a big thing to do.
That's a New Year's Eve. I've never had pork and sauerkraut. I know you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Every year my mom does it. Every year.
Explains how you've gotten where you've gotten in life.
Yeah,
Think about where you could have been if you had pork and sauerkraut earlier in your life.
Hold on now. This is a known thing.
You could be highlighting Barrett Sports Media, getting one story a week like Ken Carmen, if not for eating pork and sauerkraut on New Year's.
What a miss. What a miss by me.
Maybe this year you eat some pork and sauerkraut and see where it goes from there.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, I realize why it wouldn't. Now it makes sense that it wouldn't happen now.
Also, why is pork and sauerkraut something anybody asked for in life?
I don't question the system.
I know. Right? That's the problem with the system. We never question this.
No, I question every other system, but not the New Year system.
I question even turkey on Thanksgiving. Like, I'll question everything. If we can do
He's
it better.
He's a wild man.
If we can do it better, Nick, let's do it better.
Yeah, but pork is awesome. Pork loin, specifically, is awesome, as is sauerkraut.
Do you have it any other time of the year?
Pork and sauerkraut? Yeah. A pork loin with some sauerkraut, or like even schnitzel, which is basically pork and sauerkraut. I just had official, like, oh my God, like schnitzel from like the Germanic people for the first time in my life. I was in Chicago.
Not the Spencer Germanic people.
No, not the, that's a, the Germanator, as he's known. And let me tell you, that changed my life as well. Yeah, schnitzel.
Okay, now I kind of wanted something that was, and obviously this qualifies in for like New Year's Eve of having something, but like I only eat stuffing on Thanksgiving. That's the only time I see. I like stuffing. It's the only time I see stuffing.
Yeah, why?
It's just the only time I ever have it.
You realize you could broaden your horizons and have
it's
it like on a Tuesday.
It's not broadening my horizons. It's just the reality of life.
It seems like you're living a very siloed life right now.
Not really. I'm also siloed life.
Yeah.
You're the one that lets a holiday tell you what to eat.
And I still eat it every other day, too.
Who's getting bossed around by a holiday?
Not. I'm simple.
Not this guy. I'll tell you that much.
Enjoy your pork and sauerkraut because society tells you to. The guy apparently. Who only has stuffing on a holiday isn't getting bossed around? Pot kettle, my friend. Let's go with Andy in the Metro Park. Sorry, Andy. Good Lord.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. Like
yesterday, too. That was beautiful. But I wanted to say I'd rather hear your voices at midnight than Ryan Seacrest. So I may actually do the Odyssey app. And put the 5-5 on.
Wait, no, Andy. Let's do a countdown right now for you later.
Wait. Let's pause right there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Yay!
Jax, where's our music?
You're a little pitchy over there.
I'm always pitchy.
All right, everybody, that is our gift to you. All right, what do you got?
What a critic.
I have one other favor. Now, can you say, sorry, I can't come to the phone right now, but please leave your name.
Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now, but please leave your name, your number, and what you'd like to talk about. All right, see you on the other side. Is that good?
I'm totally going to use that. Yes, thank you. It's problematic.
All right, Andy, we got to run, okay?
Guys, thanks.
All right, now, I feel like we did a mitzvah there. I think we did something good for the people of Cleveland, that if you don't want a Seacrest, you can Nick and Jonathan your way into with only 5 seconds out to New Year's. This is going to be like the new Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz. If you sync up our show, those last 5 seconds, right with the ball dropping, I mean, it lines up, sending you into 2025.
Well, I smell a clip coming on the 92.3 The Fan Twitter account. It's us counting it down that you can play back later.
Ooh, we're just hinting to Keith now to go ahead and cut that.
By the way, pork and sauerkraut, the people are saying it's a New Year's Day thing. I think it still qualifies on New Year's Eve. I don't know, but it's more New Year's Day than New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's why I'm a rebel and I eat it the day before. Yeah,
you show them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
so much more lucky because I eat it 24 hours earlier.
And you got leftovers the next day, so you get counts, right?
I got two pork loins. Of course I did.
Yeah.
All right, so we have spent the day saying we're not a ranking show. All right.
No, everyone gets in the holiday spirit and they do all these rankings.
Like, everybody has a normal ranking segment. I'm sure we'll have to do that. But specific to the end of the year, my top five Guardians, my top five Cleveland sports moments, my top five things I ate in 2024. Like, miss me. We can't do that. That's not us. It's not organic. But we will react to and either elevate or destroy.
More likely destroy.
Jonathan certainly would like to destroy your top five.
I want to come at your top fives. That's not funny the way that you thought it was funny.
Send them in to Nick Wilson says at JP.
I'm not Berlin. Talking downtown.
Yeah, it sounded like, I'm sorry. You said you put some English on that one. That sounded like downtown.
Oh, boy.
Let's get to Jake Murren, who's been really fostering this top five Cleveland sports moments from 2024 all day long. Don't disappoint us, Jake.
I'll try, guys. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to recover from that right there.
None of us are.
So,
Dick and move.
Am I supposed to go 1-5 or 5-1 here, Nick?
Let's go 5-1. I don't know. I don't know in what world we started going 1-5. Like, the whole thing is built on the anticipation of what's number one.
Yeah, we want some list foreplay, Nick.
All right, what do we got there?
All right, yeah, I had to do top five Cleveland sports moments of 2024 because Daryl's list was so bad on X over there.
Okay,
so number five.
Really, let's just he said the eclipse during opening day. As if it happened one day later, it was the second game of the season. It wouldn't. Maybe it'd be number three. Who knows? All right, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so number five, I do have the Cavs starting 15-0. The Victory Frog calling, the spokesperson calling into the station here on our show. I had the Cavs 15-0 start at number five.
Kind of pandering to us. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that was a good call.
It's a
by
really
you.
Good start.
Yeah, because I was going to rip the streak.
Yeah, but not the frog. You
but
can't
not
rip the
frog.
Frog.
Yeah, although the frog has jumped the shark.
That's no, it's a frog.
Yeah.
All right, what's number four? That's just going to be.
That was a less
it's just,
joke.
It's going to be like
was.
A mic drop after mic drop in this entire thing. All right, what's number four?
Number four is one of many home runs I have on the list. It's David Fry's walk-off homer in the ALCS against the Yankees.
Man, okay. I mean, nobody. Daryl went junky donkey. John Kensie Noel.
I think that one's still going to make an appearance on Jake's list.
Well, no, I know, but the fact that you put this one farther down the list means there is something else.
There's a reason why I like the Lane Thomas home run better than the other home runs.
Ooh.
And it's because the ALCS ultimately meant nothing because we didn't make it to the World Series.
Thank you for that.
The ALDS, we advanced onto the ALCS. It mattered more.
Little Timmy, you're never going to make more than five figures in your life. Just king of the put down today.
I'm just a list
Let's
reality.
Let's go number three.
Number three is the Donovan Mitchell extension. And it's at number three.
Whoa, hey!
Because this isn't the moment that you'll remember forever. If the Cavs win a championship in the next 3 to 5 years,
did the
championship.
Just steal your cab or something?
That's
what happened
the moment.
There?
That's the moment you'll remember.
Oh! All right, that's sus. That's not a great... You might have jumped the shark and or the frog, but let's go to number two.
Number two, Jonathan just mentioned it, the Lane Thomas ALDS Game 5 Grand Slam off Tarek Skubal. I actually broke my neighbor's plate underneath me from jumping in the apartment. Had to pay for that one, but it was worth it. Every time.
You broke his plate? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so she had like a plate gifted by her dad, her late dad, like
oh
on
my
the
gosh.
Wall. And me jumping around like a hooligan after that grand slam caused that plate to break. So
wait, the plate fell off the wall, or you knocked
it
off?
Apartment.
In her apartment, right underneath mine.
Hold on, you're reprieved of this because she didn't. If it's such a cherished thing,
why didn't you stabilize the plate
better than when someone can just jump up in the air and knock it down?
It seems like she's kind of like an ambulance chaser.
Got this priceless heirloom. She just put this right here where someone can knock it down.
I'm sorry to say this. Unless it had her father's father etched in it.
No, no, no. I thought he said it did too.
I was like, well, that was bluff called, friend. Bluff called.
No, you're not in the. Listen, did she make you pay for the plate?
How much?
It was, I think, 25.
25. She just wanted 25 bucks.
Why is she hanging up $25 plates on the wall, too, by the way? I mean, it's kind of.
By the way,
more chotch than
this
anything.
This was priceless. I'll give you 25 bucks. Sold!
Like, when Andrew Jackson can cover the cost, you're not in a high roller territory.
Did you
here.
At least get the, like, broken husk of the plate, or did she keep that?
I mean, I think she kept it. She went up to our apartment and showed us this bag of broken
you
plate
got
and said, hey, can you get us a new one?
You got bamboozled.
I was upset about it, but my wife...
You didn't even see the plate fall?
No, it was underneath us. We had no idea, but my wife
you did totally
just didn't
got
want to dispute
for.
With the neighbors. She just wanted me to pay for it.
Priceless heirloom, my dad. And, oh, yeah, $25 of coverage.
Jake,
sure.
You're such a sweet person because I would...
You got suckered.
I would need 3 levels of proof from this lady.
That
she seems shady as you know
that
what.
That plate is broken 7 times.
No...
Her dad broke it first, throwing it at somebody in like a domestic disturbance 30 years ago.
That woman's made hundreds of dollars off that plate.
All right, what's number one?
Number one is the John Kenzie Noel homer in the ALCS. I was in the press box for that one, writing my story about how the Guardians lost, and then one crack of the bat and tied things up for extra innings.
I mean, we got 3 Cavs here, or 3 Guardians, 2 Cavs, no Browns. It's probably the best thing you did on the list.
Yeah, the Browns aren't worthy.
What? Oh, wow. Ooh. Oh, I like it.
You tell
Spicy
that to the Snow
Jake.
Globe game.
He is the Assassin's Apprentice. The Snow Globe game should be in there.
Well, that should be in there. But I don't know. If I was making a list, the Ravens game after Jimmy Donovan passed away, it's a very memorable moment long term.
And also, one of those two or Miles DPOY have to be in there. Yeah?
For sure.
What do you think about the list in general?
It's a D-plus list.
Whoa!
Elevated by the wacky plate story.
Wait.
It's a D-plus list.
So what was it without the wacky plate story?
I mean, but 2 of his highlights were in a series the Guardians didn't even win. They're meaningless home runs in the end of the day.
You gave Daryl like a C-plus. Oh, no, you gave him a B-minus.
Yeah.
What happened between now and 340?
There was
the
some creativity attached to Daryl's that I appreciated. This was just
you
like
mean
a,
making
this was,
stuff up about an eclipse?
This was a Guardians highlight fest is what this was. Was this made by Guardians.com or was this made by Jake Murren?
I'll take destroyed priceless family artifacts of the downstairs neighbor over... there it goes.
Was that the eclipse?
Yeah. that condensed into like a 3-second chunk. We'll ask Ari Wasserman. I will give it a, I'll give it a C+. It was as good as Daryl's. You know what? I'm gonna give you a B- because of the plate story.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I mean, that plate story was worth it. You totally got bamboozled too. I would want my $25 back. Ari Wasserman of On3 Sports next on 92.3 The Fan.